Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 508. Enjoy your evening, because the next few days are going to be hot as balls, and it's just going to get worse. Next week, I'm going to be in the Rocky Mountains, and you're going to be roasting, so... Then again, I'm probably going to ride off a mountain on the motorcycle.
You also have to deal with plague squirrels.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't think they have squirrels in the woods, though, out there.
Yeah, they don't tend to go to the woods.
No,
yeah, they don't like
they're more city squirrels.
Yeah.
They have condos and they work for tech companies.
Squirrels don't seem, they don't seem to like trees.
Like, did you hear Mel has a bubonic plague? Well, he's a squirrel. So, want to play fifth grader?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Answer no is fifth. Pretty much what we've learned.
The fifth.
All right, let's start in first grade, as we always do. Dave, why don't you go first?
Okay.
Would you like a science question?
Yes.
Okay.
Ah.
It's as easy as that. Dave, first grade science for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, DGS edition. Dave Glover, a caterpillar changes and grows into a what?
Butterfly.
Ding, ding, ding.
Woof.
I need the bell.
Feeling
I am
good about first grade dog. Science.
Coming your way.
What if it was a
this
moth?
Game is in my kitchen, man. Like, I am not confident about anything.
Oh, me neither.
Dave has moved on into second grade just like that.
Mm. Suck it.
Sue?
Yes.
Would you like a first grade science question?
Sure.
All right. You guys aren't even letting me read off the categories. You're just into science. All right, Sue. The sun is a planet, a star, or a mystery?
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
That
I'm
would
going
be
star.
Correct.
Woo!
There you go.
You didn't get nearly as good a bell as I did.
Well, they actually aren't giving me the answer. They're giving me the three choices, and then it's up to my discretion as the teacher. To
for all of these?
Are you going to pick mystery?
For this one and the next science question.
Mm.
Wow.
All right, Andrew, would you like a first grade science question?
Yes, I want to see the mysterious science
question. All right. Moving air is called wind, tide, or hurricane?
Honestly, yeah, that's a couple of those answers, but I'm going to go with wind.
No, it's tide. No, I'm kidding. Everybody.
These are markedly easier than last time.
Yeah,
well, and that's strange. It's like moving wind is called wind, or moving air is called wind, tornado,
this
or
is why
hurricane.
Our kids are so
that's
stupid.
All right.
It's first grade.
Why don't we go through all of science before we
sure.
do anything else?
Why not?
We got nothing but time to kill, right?
Nothing but time.
What is it, 5 o'clock? It's not like this is prime time or anything.
Oh, God.
All right. Second grade science, Dave Glover. What is H2O also known as?
Oh, come on.
Water.
Point to Dave. Sue?
Yeah?
Don't grumble, because this one's easy, too.
Okay.
The ocean is made up of what kind of water?
Salt water.
Blue water.
Mystery, Rachel.
Andrew, these collect energy from the movement of air.
Oh, come on. Oh, wait. Windmills.
What did you think they
wow,
were?
Wow.
I thought they was like molecules.
Right. I thought so.
Molecules
too,
or particles or something.
Same
like
here.
Atoms. Wind atoms.
All right. Moving on to third grade science. Perhaps things are going to get a little bit more difficult now for you guys.
Were you guys intimidated by early grade school?
In what
way?
Now?
Just like worried and assignments seemed impossible and stuff.
Nah.
No.
Middle school was tough. That was when it got like, that was more intimidating to me. It was like,
I was not,
started to get a little more advanced.
I just was not ready for the institutional life. Like, even in kindergarten, just the fact of, like, I knew what school was. I wasn't kept, you know, in a cellar. But just going from being a freewheeling kid and it sounds like Santa, you're pretty freewheeling. You go about your business. To like Mrs. Dole's just sitting on me and making me do the white man's work. I'm like, what are you doing here?
For a half day in kindergarten. Yeah, it really brought
you
down.
Plus, you had to nap, which I could not nap.
And you got all those crayons.
I can still see my rug. I could pick my rug out of 1,000 rugs.
I can imagine. Like, I remember nap time in kindergarten. And man, wasn't that the life.
And milk. Milk was the worst part of my day. They made you drink your milk.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
We had the teachers at my kindergarten, the teachers would patrol the nap time to like make sure that you were sleeping. I have these memories of like just laying there and not able to sleep as these adults just like stalked around me. And just,
like, doubt that was cool. Imagine that was like your mom and dad's parties.
All right, we're in third grade science.
Uh oh.
Dave, this is multiple choice, but I'm not going to give you multiple choices.
Sounds fair.
When a living thing makes more of its own called, it is called what?
Say that again.
What?
When a living thing makes more of its own kind, it is called what?
Reproduction?
Nice.
The multiple choice they gave were reproducing, reducing, or recycling.
Show me making whoopee, Steve.
Telling you, those coyotes last night on the Yosemite show, it affected me.
They were recycling?
It's like
we're recycling all over the place.
For the female just to be like, whatever, fine. But the guy was just like, can we get this over with?
Yeah.
It's just their instinct.
Yeah.
That's only reason they're doing it. They're not like, I've had a crush on you for a really long time.
Yeah.
Thanks for that note you sent me last hour.
Right. Yeah. They're just trying to create some offspring.
Yep.
All right. So third grade science. What phenomenon might be felt on the surface when two tectonic plates rub against each other? I think they mean the Earth's surface.
Like an earthquake?
Ooh, that you were close to not getting
she
it.
She was so close
They're
to not getting
getting a little more difficult, aren't they?
Yeah.
This one's hard, Andrew. Which planet is closest to the sun?
Oh, gosh. Is it Mercury?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, this is boring. Someone get one wrong.
Okay.
Go for math or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, no, because we're finally getting to the hard parts in science.
Fine. Jeez.
Fourth grade science. Dave, what planet is nicknamed the red planet?
Mars.
Ding.
You're right. These are getting tricky.
Sue, animals who eat only plantation are called what? Plantation.
Racist?
Yeah.
Vegetation.
Herbivores?
Yep. All right, Andrew. Maybe this one will be hard.
Give me the hardest
this
one
is
got.
So easy. Oh, my gosh. How long does it take the moon to orbit the Earth?
24 hours?
Actually, I'm going to have to look that up because this is another multiple choice.
What are your choices?
How long till moon?
24 hours, 1 hour. 200,000 hours.
It's 24 hours, 365 days, 1 month, Earth orbits the moon. Well, Andrew didn't get that one right.
Well, I was wrong.
Wait, what?
Hey, Brian Kilmeade is calling.
Oh, yep. Go get him. That'll be way better content than this.
Pizza Hut, can I help you?
Hey, it's Brian Kilmeade. I don't know if it's too late.
I'm sorry, you called Pizza Hut, sir. I'm dicking with you. It's Glover. How are you?
Your answer, it's over?
No, you're on the air right now. You're fine. We're playing a stupid game and it sucked, so it's all you now. So what do you want to talk about?
Take it away.
You want to start with New York? I'm looking at Drudge and it says Fortress New York. Why does it say that?
Well, I don't know, because anybody who's here, the best thing you could do is to get out, and you can get out. So they are saying that they're bragging because it's the epicenter, and it's now... The cases are ridiculously low, so they have to ban 22 states from coming in. And the arrogant governor says, we did everything right from day one. We are by far with more fatalities, more cases. We didn't even see it going ahead. 2 days before we were overrun, he was saying our hospitals will never suffer the same fate as other hospitals that were happening in Wuhan, China. And he begged and got everything he wanted from the president, but said what the president did is basically kill people. And it's solely responsible, worse than Watergate, because people died. So I've heard about burning bridges and napalming and making sure, you never come back again. But this is the guy that was begging for money for a tunnel and a bridge and for infrastructure for the federal government about a month ago. And then he decides just by just say, if I have some time on my hands, I'm going to blame the federal government for the deaths of 135,000 people, including 6,000 in New York or 25,000 in New York.
So, Brian,
I was stunned by it.
It seemed like 6 weeks or so ago, Governor Cuomo was the star and he's having his daily news conferences. And why can't he be president in 2024? Has his stock fallen even in New York?
Well, I mean, he's around a 50% guy, even though with no legitimate Republican Party. So it went up. But I think with clear-thinking people, they know when they're being BS'd. And I think that a lot of people are seeing it now. And now they're seeing the bragging, like, we got it down. And look at all these. Look at Florida and Texas. And look at how Georgia's struggling. Whoa, whoa. 72% of the people in America, excuse me, in New York, believe we're getting a second wave. And I think they're right. We're going to be down. This thing has got a mind of its own. We're yeah. out there pointing fingers and taking bows.
Amen.
Nobody should be doing that anywhere.
Amen, brother. Totally agree. Are you guys having the same mask battles that we are here in St. Louis? In St. Louis, the city and the county, it's, I don't even know. It's a law, but I have no idea. I guess it's just a executive order by the mayor and the county executive. And then St. Charles County, which is 30 miles away, there is not that. And people are getting in each other's faces and screaming at each other. And how dare you not wear a mask? How dare you make me wear a mask? Is that happening in your neck of the woods, too?
I wouldn't say so. So, I mean, for the most part, you know, we got sobered up really quick. And, you know, I have taken note that we got mixed signals. I've taken it 3 months to tell us masks work. I've taken note that the Surgeon General told us whatever you do, don't get a mask. I've taken note that they said wear it only if you feel sick. Now they say it's now today's LA Times story says not only is it good for you if you're sick, but it's actually if you're going to get the virus, makes it weaker. Really? Okay, I'm just going to sit back until you guys work this out.
Yeah.
But, you know, we wear it. I mean, for the most part, I don't go. Today, I went into a store without it, and the guy's just like, listen, I can't even serve you if I wanted to. I'll get fined. So I had to walk out and go grab it, you know.
Gotcha.
So that's pretty much, it's a given now. You could debate it, but it's almost a fait accompli.
So the president, as we speak, is giving an address in the Rose Garden and taking lots of questions. And now he's talking about Biden and how he's going to crush him. And there's never been two more different candidates. I was just saying a couple of segments ago, we say it every time. Oh, it's the election of our lifetimes. It's going to be a crazy election. But this one, my Lord, I mean, who the hell knows where it's going to go?
I'll tell you what, it is dramatic, you know, with all his, you know, with all his different approach to governing. I'll give it to you. At least I know what the country's going to look like. It's going to be a little erratic. There's going to be some tweets that throw you. There's going to be some foreign policy meetings that go awry. But I know his objectives. Going to have a strong defense, going to keep taxes low, do things that make the economy grow, and hopefully eventually get out of this. With Joe Biden, what I saw today was half AOC, half Bernie Sanders, half what I'll say whatever it takes to get elected. I'm not Donald Trump. So I don't, that was a scary press conference that he had today if you read it or listened to it. So the country's going to look dramatically different, even if you're tired of Trump. And I know, Dave, I'm talking about this tying to Trump.
Yeah.
Just know, you're not going to, this is going to be John Kerry or Al Gore or, you know, slightly left. This is going to be different, man.
Brian, what do you make of the rift between the president and Dr. Fauci? I don't know how much of that is just the press whipping it up and how much there really is. Fauci says they haven't spoken in a long time. They're not giving briefings. He hasn't been to the White House.
He was at the White House yesterday, met with Mark Meadows. He said some nice things about it. They're looking to put out that fire. It's an unnecessary battle. But, I mean, I don't know if you heard the soundbite on the show today, but even he said today, we made a big mistake not locking down the whole country like everybody else did. Excuse me. China never locked down their whole country. They locked down one province and arrested people, pulling them by the hair. Number two is Taiwan did a great job, but it's tiny. That is South Korea. In Europe, these are tiny countries. You lock down for a few weeks. We cannot lock down 340 million people. And for the most part, everybody I talk to has sacrificed. And the thing bent in certain places, and we're heading in the right direction. and it caught fire again, whether it was restaurants, whether it was bars, whether it was pools. I don't know. But Fauci's like, just threw his hands up. He's like, you guys didn't listen to me. Really? I don't know what you're talking about. Because we did listen to you. The whole country was shut down. And they used to give some of the remarks said, I can't believe how well the people listened, how well this was going. We never thought there would this be the type of compliance. Now he go talks to George Washington University kids today, students today, and he's like, yeah, you know, we should have locked down entirely. I'm not saying we should do it, but we should have done that before. So that's what I'm talking about. I mean, it's like being in the locker room, you lose 21-20, and you go, yeah, you know, if you kick that field goal, but whatever, you know, we lost as a team, but I would have kicked that field goal. But I just want to make the record clear, we're in it together, but I would have kicked the field goal.
Brian, what did you make of the Roger Stone commutation?
I knew it was inevitable. I don't feel comfortable talking about it. There are no winners. I know him. He's not a great guy. I look at his track record. He's not somebody to defend. I felt great defending Michael Flynn. I don't feel great about anything about that. I mean, to me, you know what it seems to me? Without going back and reminding myself of the Mueller report, which I did read, the whole thing, it is this. So imagine if I say to you, in the Cardinals locker room the other day, these guys, man, I was supposed to hang out with them on Thursday night, but I wasn't able to make it. And then on Saturday, I was able to meet them at a bar. And all of a sudden, next thing I know, I'm being asked by a lawyer in front of a judge, did this really happen? And I go, yeah. Now, I made it to impress you. Right? I made the thing up. I'm great friends with all these players, and they asked me to go out. Next thing you know, I'm in front of a judge. So I lied about it, just like I lied to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm in trouble. But I really didn't do it. I didn't hurt anybody except myself. I was influenced with Russia, bragging about my great tactics to win this 2016 election. And he overstated everything, and that's what he's been known for. And what happens when a guy brags, and next thing you know, you're bragging in front of Robert Mueller's henchman, Andrew Weissman. Excuse me, I'm under oath. Well, I don't really know any different. I'm going to continue the lie. I'll wear my stretch suit and my Nixon tattoo. And I'll continue with these antics. So I don't feel good about any of it. I don't think necessarily the world's a better place with 40 months in jail. And I don't think it's better with him, you know, the president using a commutation on it. And I also think the outrage makes me laugh. I mean, these presidents are letting terrorists out of prison who don't even want to go. This guy, I forgot his name, but he decided to become a woman. And he gave all our secrets to Julian Assange, who gave it to the whole world and embarrassed our entire nation. And without even asking, Obama got him out of jail, her out of jail. So I'm like, where was the outrage then?
Brian, thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it. Have a great week.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Welcome back, guys. 5:30 on the dot, DGS. Happy Tuesday. Going to open up the phones. Anything you guys want to talk about, any topic, we'll just adjust. 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. What do you guys think? Parsons just signed legislation that will allow people over 26 who can prove that they have health insurance to ride a motorcycle without a helmet. So this is something that's been debated for years and years and years. Back when I used to go on riding trips with my friends, they would carry the tiniest little helmet that they would wear through Missouri, and then they would take it off the minute we got into Illinois.
I'm torn on this. The worst accidents we used to see flying traffic were motorcycle accidents. And Helmets helped, but whew. So, but I also understand the other side that says, I'm 26, I can make my own choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure where I fall on that, but I recommend that you wear them. Oh, it's horrible.
The big sticking point in the past for years has been, yeah, but if you go out there and you crash and you don't have insurance, then we have to support you. And we have to pay all your medical bills or pay for you to be in a nursing home. And so at least that addresses that by saying you have to have proof of health insurance.
Right. Well,
that's a little bit
true.
Better.
That's true.
Why 26?
Yeah, that's an interesting number.
I don't know. I mean, you get your license at 16. I think you can get your motorcycle license at 16.
What's the argument for not wearing a helmet? Like, I know you don't have to do it in Illinois. What, and Dave, you're a motorcycle guy. Why do riders you know say they don't want to wear one?
I think it's twofold. I think it's the physical feeling of the wind in your face or blowing your hair if you have it.
Yeah.
And then I think it's a freedom issue that the nanny state, and kind of like masks, but different, that I don't want anyone telling me what I can do, and it's my head and it's my health and it's my life, so I'm going to do it. I think those are the two major reasons. I mean, I rode without a helmet when I was a little kid, like on mini bikes and stuff. I get it, but at this point, being a grown-up and having people I'm responsible for and not wanting to die, I would never go out without a helmet.
Some people say, I'm just reading this from the internets, that the weight of the helmet, the cons are weight of the helmet, loss of freedom, like Dave said, and the effects of the, it affects the senses, right? The whole wind through the hair. The pros, of course, safety, convenience, and the only third one they could come up with was sometimes it's the law.
Yeah.
It's easy to see both sides.
Yeah. The only thing that bothers me is when people make the argument that, and people do this to me, you're so much safer without a helmet. Because if you have a helmet, then it can this, and it can cause your brain to that. And having talked to lots of ER doctors and surgeons and seen some photos, I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances with a full-face helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, in fact, my helmet cost a tenth of what my motorcycle did.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, I don't know what they should make into a law or not, but I just wish everybody would wear one because it's so scary to think of your head being in some major trouble.
Yep. People calling about all kinds of stuff here. Kurt, go ahead. You're first up.
Yeah, just with the whole helmet situation, I mean, I wear my helmet all the time. I think it's stupid not to. But I don't understand how they can give you a ticket for not wearing your seatbelt, but then say you're okay not to wear a helmet.
Yeah,
nothing jumps to my mind as far as what the big difference would be. It's for your own personal protection. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to give you a ticket and charge you money to pay for a seatbelt violation, but mm-hmm. not a helmet. That just seems stupid to me.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you. I don't see a distinction there as far as just personal safety and such. Let's see here. Lisa has some information for us. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Just driving home from work. Mm-hmm. So about the age 26 question, I think the reason they're saying age 26 is because that is the legal age that kids need to get their own insurance once they're off their parents' plans.
It could be.
Maybe that's why.
And when it comes to, age is so weird because when it comes to, first of all, when I was 15, I knew I could drive a car. Now that Phoebe's going to get her license, it's like, these are babies.
Yes.
Like, what are you doing giving licenses to 16-year-olds?
Yes.
I also think you should take them away at a certain age. But age is a weird thing. Like, what's the difference between 22 and 26 as far as, like, maturity and...
Well, and of course, the argument, too, is some of the... I remember the old school farm arguments about my kids should be able to drive, you know, the truck around my own land.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be able to help on rural areas at 15 and some at 14. And sometimes they do it really... And I get it in that situation, but putting a 14 or 15-year-old on the highway is a totally different deal.
Yeah, it just is.
It's just is.
It just is.
Oof.
I did it. You did it.
Yes.
I want Phoebe to get a car and be 16 and have fun, but that's a, I think that if we just invented cars today, we would probably pick a different age.
I bet you're right. I really do. I think it would probably be at least 18.
Rach, you're the youngest one here. Do you feel like 16, it's the same as it was 100 years ago, 25 is the same as it was, or do you think, you know, people say, like, you don't become an adult now until, like, 30?
Are you asking if I think kids are younger now?
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that, like, 25 is younger than 25 was when Sue and I were 25?
Yeah, I do, because I think of, like, just my own personal experience. When my mom was my age, she had two kids, and I'm...
Oh, yeah.
Not in that frame of mind. So, yeah, and I'm sure it depends on, like, what part of the country you lived in or whatever, but I think people settled down earlier and things like that, and my generation, a lot of the millennials stay at home later and have fun later, maybe have more, you know, my generation's always complaining about not having any money, and yet we have more stuff than probably any generation did. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Like, seems like a lot of people stay at home and then spend their money on fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say it's, on one hand, I'm sure high schoolers know way more about the world than I did even 15 years ago. They probably know way too much with the internet and stuff. But then I also think you have that, like, safe cocoon of, yeah, like, staying a kid for as long as you want to.
Isn't it weird? I don't know how many generations there are between you and I, because I don't understand generations. Every time I say it, people are like, that's wrong. It's 15 years, or it's this, or it's that. But we both grew up in small Illinois towns. And when I was at college age, most of my friends were married or engaged. And if you said, you know what, I don't want that, I'm just going to kind of do what I want to do, definitely through my 20s, I'll see when I'm 30. It was like, okay. I mean, it was really a thing. You were quite the rebel, mm-hmm, if you didn't want to get married in your early 20s. Mm-hmm. And that just changed so much.
Same when you came up, Rachel, or no?
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, no. It wasn't like you were insane, but if you're in a relationship, it was kind of like, so when are you
going to
get
married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But I think that is the size of the town more than anything else.
I agree.
More than anything else.
You know what else the kids have to deal with? I'm going to state the obvious, but that is the cell phone. I mean, there are so many more distractions. What do you tell Phoebe when she gets in the car? No phone? I mean, how do you handle that?
I try to be really honest with my kids. And Phoebe has seen me look at my phone a gajillion times when I drive. And what I have told her and will tell her is there's a difference. First of all, I shouldn't do it. And I shouldn't do it. I've had 3 accidents in the past 4 years rear-ending people because I was looking at my phone. Mea culpa. But there's a big difference between being 55 with all these years under my belt of driving and looking at my phone and being 16 and brand new and scared to death looking at your phone.
Yep.
So for her, it's going to be, you just don't do it because you're brand new at this. I'm a lot better at being in radio than someone who is their first day on radio. That doesn't mean if I do things wrong, it's okay. It just means that I'm much better equipped to save a bad show than you are on your first day.
Do they teach that? Is there driver's ed anymore? Have they told her all this, or is it just parent is teaching?
I think
teaching.
It's school by school.
Interesting.
Rach, you disagree with what I said?
I thought I had read a study that said Gen X and millennials do better using their phones while they drive because they grew up with it.
Oh, I could accept that.
And they're actually less likely to get into an accident.
That's interesting.
I think, though, I totally accept that because it's like an appendage to them. However, I think anything that distracts.
Yes.
I think that the longer you've been driving, the better equipped you are to handle that.
I would agree with that.
I can accept that about the younger you are, the more adept you are at a phone and doing other things.
But what we should probably be saying is don't use your phone.
No, yeah. But Sue asked me what I'm going to tell Phoebe.
Yeah.
And since I'm not a big fan of do as I say, not as I do, but I will. My mom and dad said that all the time. I'm just going to lay the cards on the table. You've seen me do this. I shouldn't, but I've been driving 40 years longer than you. So. What other questions do you have about me and Phoebe?
That was it. I could think of more if you really want.
No, I really don't.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, guys. Just about 6 p.m. DGS. During the open phone, someone called and then hung up and wanted to know what I, because I asked Kilme what he thought about the Roger Stone deal, asked me what I thought. Here's my relatively uninformed opinion. There seems to be this, like, taking sides of Roger Stone is a great guy and he's a patriot. And the bad people were the FBI and Comey and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, and they're the villains. I think I hate them all. I think they're all dirty. I think Roger Stone is an a-hole. I think he's a self-aggrandizing rich guy that's half bat crap crazy. I think, you know, he lied under oath. He should be in prison. That doesn't mean that Mueller and Strzok and Page went after people and that they weren't dirty and that they weren't biased. But if someone biased goes after you and you still commit a crime, so I don't like any of them. I mean, any of them. I don't like Manafort. I don't like Cohen. I don't even like Flynn. Like, the whole lot are just very loathsome and distasteful to me. On the side of the government, too. I don't like Comey. I don't even like Mueller. Mueller's always been this, you know, bastion of integrity. I think that he's sort of like Biden, in that Biden doesn't really know what's going on. And people are going to tell Biden what's going on and what he should do and what he should sign and what he should say and what he shouldn't, what he should support, what he shouldn't. I really feel like Mueller was that. You know, I don't think Mueller's compromised or has Alzheimer's, but I just think that he was a big figurehead and the people beneath him were like, oh, yeah, yeah, here's what's going on. Here's what we should do. So with that whole Russia stuff, there's not a good guy to be found. It's my opinion.
Yeah, but that is the way the media works, is it's like, are you on the side of good or evil?
That's it.
It's so annoying.
It's easy. Because it's easy.
Yeah.
It's painfully, embarrassingly easy.
So the comment that Trump made about white people already killed more than black people is on Fox, so I'm assuming...
Well, if Fox says controversial comment, Trump bristles at question about police killing blacks, then you can bet tonight on MSNBC and Chris Cuomo and Rachel Maddow. Can you play that clip again?
Do you have it? Give me 1 second.
Spin it up. So this was during his press conference in the Rose Garden, asking
a
question.
An interview. An interview with Catherine Herridge.
Let's talk about George Floyd. You said George Floyd's death was a terrible thing.
Terrible.
Why are African Americans still dying at the hands of law enforcement in this country?
And so are white people. So are white people. What a terrible question to ask. So are white people. More white people, by the way. More white people.
Let's talk about...
Man, I hate it when he goes, what a terrible question. How awful. I hate it when he does that. It's just... It's got to make the reporter feel so insanely uncomfortable. She wasn't asking him a gotcha question. Of all the instances where someone's been trying to catch Trump in something, this is Catherine Herridge. This is a great journalist asking him a bona fide question, something that's worth asking. I hate it when he does, like, what a horrible question. How dare you even ask me that? It's just crazy to me.
Well, I think he does it. One is because he's very defensive personally, but two, it's effective.
Oh, yeah.
Because now, Catherine, I really want to watch this interview, watch what happened before, watch what happened afterwards to get context. But when someone does that to you, your average person is going to go, well, I'm not going to ask something like that again. You know, no one likes to be treated like
that. Well, and it signals to your base that she messed up. It's a really easy way to signal like, oh, pile on, she did the wrong thing. This was stupid. This is bad, and we do not do this bad thing. It's very black and white. Of course, this is a really interesting comment from the president of the United States, something you wouldn't have heard in the past 20 years leading up to Trump. You just wouldn't have. But if the news wastes a day and a half on this, I think it's a mistake. I mean, he's always going to have a comment like this that we can twist ourselves up about, but you're not going to change anybody's mind.
But then you have to also get into, is it true? You know, what do the statistics say? I don't know.
Statistically, more white people are killed at the hands of police, but white people are like 60% of the population, and I think black people are more like 13. 20. Yeah, 13 or 20. So when you look at statistics, black people are killed at a much higher rate. But when you just look at a chart, it's like, well, there were more white people. Well, white people make up way more of the population, so that would make sense. So it's interesting that he looks at those numbers in that way and goes, look, there's more whites. Therefore, whites are the ones truly being discriminated against, I guess. But yet you bring the testing thing into question, and he's all getting all technical like, well, if you have so many tests, so many are going to come back positive. So you'll give that kind of like nuance to that situation, but not police brutality. Interesting.
And most people won't go into as much detail as you just did on both sides. They'll just bristle. Right. And say, oh my God, what a racist, or oh my God, thank God someone told the truth.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.